Hopefully you remember yesterday's gospel, the woman bleeding for 12 years who was healed by Jesus, her faith, telling her if only she touched the tassel of his cloak, she would be healed. Jesus telling the synagogue official, Jairus, don't worry about the report of your daughter being dead. Believe. Only believe. And through his belief in Jesus, his daughter was brought back to life. Faith. Faith in Jesus. Belief in him. In who he is. And so that in what he reveals about himself, about the Father, can be believed, we enter into relationship with him, we enter into life, the branch being grafted to the vine, the life that flows through the vine now flowing through us, this gift of faith. Jesus comes to his native place, place where he grew up, place where he's got family, cousins all around that area, relatives of Mary, relatives of Joseph. Isn't this the carpenter's son? Something is different here. Where in the world did he get this wisdom? But don't remember this. They took offense at him. It's one of the most common realities that exists in our world today. That my parents' generation, it was much more prevalent than it is currently. That phrase, who do you think you are? Like, you grew up this side of town, in this neighborhood, who do you think you are? You're trying to be better than all of us? We know where you're from. We know what school you went to. We know what kind of grades you got. Who do you think you are? Right? My parents' generation. Mom growing up in a coal mining town in Pennsylvania. Dad growing up in northern Maine. Grandpa a day laborer. Potato picker. Truck driver. Who do you think you are? It's the same attitude in the gospel text today. We know who you are. We know where you are from. Who are you making yourself out to be? That's why no priest wants to go home to his home parish. If he's smart, he doesn't want to go home to his home parish. The babysitter's there. His high school English teacher's there. His classmates from school. His high school crush is there. Right? How hard to be the converted person, the transformed person amongst people who know you pre-transformed, pre-converted. Are you young adults easy to go home on vacation? Be with your family? Fall back into the old habits? When you're with them. So it sounds like a problem for Jesus' town, but it's also a problem for us. Because if we're honest, my brothers and sisters, many of us grew up with Jesus too. We grew up with Jesus too, but we grew up with him not knowing him as he truly is, but knowing him in the opinion of others. Disappointing him in the opinion of others of what he is, and this is who Jesus is, and that, and this, and that. We grew up with him too. And because sometimes growing up with Jesus, we can put him in a box and say he's incapable of doing this in my life. He's incapable of doing that because I prayed about that before. I know him. I can bear witness to you, my brothers and sisters, that when I met the little Sisters of the Lamb when I was in Rome, I was a seminarian, I was preparing to give my whole life to God. And yet when I met those sisters, I was in awe because there was a joy that was theirs that I did not understand. And I thought to myself, if this is Jesus, then I should have it too. If the reason for their joy is Jesus, then I'm a seminarian for crying out loud. I'm giving give my whole life to him. Then I should have that joy too. And I was so captivated by their joy and intrigued that they couldn't get rid of me. I kept showing up at their door. Hi, can I work in your backyard? And I kept showing up and showing up. And more than anything, they taught me about who Jesus was. By then, I'd ever been in seminary for 5 years, or 4 years at least. Should know who Jesus is, right? I grew up in a Catholic family. I should know who Jesus is, right? There is always more to know, more truth. And what I saw in their understanding who Jesus was a confirmation of their joy, to the authenticity that they truly knew him. My brothers and sisters, often the problem is not Jesus, but our understanding of who he is. So when you find those joyful Catholics, seemingly love Jesus with all of their heart, hang out with them, that you might too also come to know him as they do, he who is the cause of their joy. Amen.